Well, hello there, mister. Come to pay a visit to your mistress. Your mind just cannot help wandering this way, huh? You can't resist. You come here seeking pleasure. You come to me in search of erotic satisfaction. Luckily, you have a mistress who gets off by getting you off. I like to think of it as mutual admiration. You want a mistress, honey? I can be your mistress. I can be whatever you want, darling. But in return, you've got to give me just one thing. You've got to give me that cock. I love cock. I need that cock. I worship your cock. So here's the deal for tonight. I am your mistress. Your cock is my master. Sound good? It seems like a pretty favorable arrangement to me. Oh, good. I'm glad you agree. I love to trade favors. In fact, I think you've scored yourself a pretty good deal. Sure, you're about to hand over complete control of your mind, body, and maybe even your soul to me. But you know what you're getting in return, don't you? Of course you do. I will blow your mind. I will electrify your body, and I will shatter your soul, if you let me. All you have to do is listen to the sound of my voice. Listen, and let me caress you with words. Listen, and let me control you with words. Let your mind and body fall prey to the power of hypnosis. My voice teases you, touches you, titillates you. My breath stimulates your skin. Can you feel it? I know you can feel it. You can feel my hot breath gliding over the surface of your body, making the pores of your skin tingle in anticipation. Do you feel it on your neck? Maybe along the insides of your thighs. Where do you want to feel it, baby? I think I know where you want to feel it. On your lips, your chest, those sensitive nipples. Come on, baby. Where do you want to feel it the most? Moving down over your stomach, right over your belly button. Am I getting closer, honey? Warmer? Oh, yeah. Hotter. Burning. Just what I suspected. This is where you wanted that sensation all this time, huh? Right here, along every inch of that rising, swelling, stiffening cock. I made a believer out of you yet, honey? Oh, well, believe me, you are in for the ride of your life. Through the power of hypnosis, I will arouse you like you've never been aroused before. My words will inflame you, my voice will seduce you, and my breath will send you to the edge and beyond. All this is yours, and you don't even have to lift a finger. That's right. Before we're through, under the influence of my erotic, hypnotic suggestions, you will achieve a mind-blowing orgasm. But you won't have to jerk that cock off or fondle those balls like you're used to doing. Leave all that to me. Through my hypnotic spell, my mind will connect with your mind, and my voice will touch your body, touch you where you're dying to be touched. And without so much as laying a single one of your fingers anywhere near that aching erection of yours, your pleasure and arousal will build and build until there's no turning back. With your mistress taking care of you, your climax is inescapable. And remember, no touching. Look, Daddy, no hands. You're already pretty hot and bothered, aren't you? You couldn't already be feeling the enticements of certain words, could you? I mean, you're not thinking of how I just called you Daddy, are you? Surely, that one little word couldn't be enough to make your erection tingle and twitch, could it? Daddy? Oh, all right, I'll stop teasing for now. I just wanted to demonstrate how so much erotic energy is harbored in words. Words have power. Words work magic, especially when wielded by a skilled hypnotic mistress such as myself. Now, what have you done to deserve such a stimulating, seductive mistress? Who knows? I guess you just got lucky, baby. I guess you just hit the jackpot. Talk about erotic energy. There was something I just said that made your heart skip a beat, wasn't there? What was it? Was it when I said magic? No? Then it must have been when I said lucky, wasn't it? It wasn't that either. I guess maybe it could have been when I said jackpot. Oh, but of course, you like that word, don't you, Daddy? Oh, God, I'm such a little cock tease tonight, aren't I? Just rest assured, when you're under my hypnotic spell, there's magic in those two syllables. As soon as you've succumbed to my powers and you're deep in trance, I will use my special little list of magic words to get your mind and body ready for erotic bliss. Then all I have to do is say that lucky little word, and you will come. And remember rule number one. You can listen, but you can't touch. You won't need to touch. You just need to let my words stroke you. Let the images I plant in your brain jack that stiff, tight cock off. And soon enough, that hot, creamy load will come rushing out of its own volition. But first, we need to take a moment to get in touch with your body and to achieve a state of relaxation so encompassing that your conscious mind will be powerless in the face of my hypnotic suggestions. We will begin by focusing on the different regions of your body. Just follow my instructions, and you will soon be on your way to a deep, unconscious trance. Focus on your wrists, hands, and fingers. Open your hands all the way, stretching your fingers out. Then, as you inhale, curl your wrists inwards and clench your hands in tight fists. Hold them there and count your breath as I count. And on three, let go. One, two, three, let go. Breathe out. Feel the tension drain from your fingers, your palms, your wrists. Good. Now your arms. When I say tense, tense the muscles along both arms and hold them. Tense. One, two, three. You may let go. Breathe. Let's move to your shoulders. Tense. One, two, three. Let go. Breathe. Now your neck and jaw. Tense. One, two, three. Let go. Breathe. Now skip down to your feet and toes. Curl those toes and tense the muscles in your feet, ankles, and calves as I count. Tense. One, two, three. Now let go. Breathe out. Moving on up to your thighs now. Tighten and flex those thighs. Tense. One, two, three. Let go. Breathe. Good. Your body should feel nice and relaxed now. As I speak, let my voice wash over you and dissolve any tension that remains in your body. Good. Your body is in a state of deep relaxation and receptiveness. Your mind will soon follow along the same path. I want you now to picture a long, dim hallway in front of you. There is only one doorway. It lies directly ahead, just 10 paces away. Two velvet curtains, the color of red wine, are draped in front of the doorway. Just beyond those curtains lies a special chamber. It is a secret room that exists just for you. It is a place of unlimited erotic potential, a place where the satisfaction of your sexual needs is the only purpose. Just 10 paces separate you from the doorway to your private chamber. Just 10 paces, and you can brush the velvet curtains aside and begin your erotic fantasy. You're so close. But first, you must completely abandon your conscious mind. You must relinquish control of your thoughts, feelings, and senses to me. In a moment, I will count down from 10. With each number, your unconscious mind will take a step closer to the doorway. With each step, you will leave your consciousness behind. As you get closer and closer, you will sink deeper into trance, and your thoughts, feelings, and senses will become more and more under my control. When I reach 1, you will part the curtains, step through the doorway, and be deep in trance, completely under my hypnotic spell. 10. Take the first step, slowly, gently, toward the portal at the end of the hallway. 9. Another step closer. Slowly, there's no need to rush. 8. You already feel your unconscious mind drifting toward that doorway, toward that trance. 7. Another step down the hallway, closer to the crimson curtains. 6. The passageway seems to pull you forward, gently guiding you towards it. 5. Your mind is now halfway to the threshold. 4. Beyond which lies full hypnotic trance. 3. The curtains are so close now that you can almost touch them. You can see the soft, velvety folds of the drapery in the dim light. 2. You're almost there. Your unconscious mind has almost entirely freed itself from the conscious world. You are a single step away from the deepest hypnotic trance. As you complete the next step, you will part the curtains and feel them dissolve into nothingness as you walk through the doorway. Your unconscious mind will be fully under my control, and you will be in the place you are seeking. 1. You are here. Welcome. You are in an intimate room. The walls are a deep crimson color. So is the soft, thick rug beneath you. Warm, gentle candlelight illuminates the room. In the center of the room is a brass canopy bed with translucent curtains of silky white gauze hanging loosely over the posts. This is your private chamber. This place serves one and only one purpose, to indulge your every sexual fantasy and to gratify your every sexual need. I am here, and my only wish is to serve you, satisfy you, and to guide you toward erotic ecstasy. I am your mistress. Your cock is my master. Allow me to pleasure you. And allow me to give you a present. Go ahead. This is your room. Walk toward the bed. Pull aside the silky white curtains to unwrap your present and see what I've got for you. something or someone that I think you're gonna like. Go ahead, part the curtains. See your fantasy there on the white satin sheets, resting on her knees, gazing up at you with eager, smiling eyes. All she's wearing is a little red baby doll dress that barely covers her breasts and stops just an inch or two below that special place where her smooth, creamy thighs meet. You can glimpse her soft, fair skin through the sheer red fabric and lace. You stand at the edge of the bed, looking down at her as she locks her eyes on yours, gently bites her ruby red bottom lip with a hint of shyness, and whispers, "I've been waiting for you, Daddy." How do you like my present, darling? You want to pick it right up. You want to start amusing yourself with your new plaything. Hold on a second, honey. I know she's a very tempting toy. But let's take a moment to go over the rules of this game. Rule number one, no touching. Rule number two, when I say the magic words, your body will react according to my instructions. Let's go over the magic words. When I say tense, you will direct all your energy towards your throbbing, burning erection. You will squeeze your PC muscles and tense your cock and balls until I tell you to release. Each time I say glisten, the opening at the tip of the already shiny wet head of your penis will leak out just a little more pre-cum. Whenever I say quiver, you will feel a sensual contact with your balls and the base of your shaft, resulting in a swift spasm of your PC muscles, convulsing your shaft and directing energy towards the head of your penis. And when I say thrust, your hips will reflexively edge forward and you will feel the sensation of something tight and moist enveloping your cock, squeezing all along the length of it, starting at the head, gliding down the shaft, and reaching all the way to the very root of your manhood. Got it? Good. Oh, did I forget something? One more magic word. Oh, of course. When I say jack, oh, you sneaky, naughty, horny man, you know the word. And that's how you know you've won the game. But you haven't even started playing yet, have you? Just remember rule number one, no touching. Now go on ahead, Tagger. She's all yours now. She's been waiting so patiently like a good girl. But all this time, her hungry eyes have been shooting back and forth between your eyes and that big manly organ projecting towards her. Her eyes are pleading now.
Come closer, Daddy. I want to see it closer.
Tense.
It's so big.
Tense. Quiver.
Oh, did it move, Daddy? I thought I saw it quiver a little, all by itself. Does that mean you like me? You like your present? You like your little plaything? You like it, little princess? I want you to like me. What can I do to make you happy? How about if I give you a kiss? A special kiss? Can I do that, Daddy? Right here?
Quiver. Glisten.
Oh, it did it again. Was it because I touched it, Daddy? Can I touch it again? With my fingers this time? Where should I touch it? Should I touch it here?
Quiver.
See, Daddy, you don't have to touch it yourself tonight. Your little princess is here to do all the touching you need. Do you like the way my fingers feel? Oh, I like the way your cock feels.
Tense.
Is it okay to call it that? Your cock, is that too naughty? Oh, you like it? Oh, goody. I like the way it makes my mouth feel a little dirty to say it. What? Oh, you like it when my mouth is dirty? You want to make my mouth nice and dirty? Do you want to put it in my mouth?
Thrust. Glisten.
Daddy, I like it when you use my mouth like that. Use your little plaything. Do whatever you want to me. You want to fuck my mouth again? You want to feel it against my throat?
Thrust. Quiver. Tense.
God, my mouth feels so dirty with that big daddy cock in it. You still love your little princess even when she's dirty? You like it? Oh, yay, I want to be dirty for you, daddy. I want to be a little cocksucker. I want to be your little cum slut. Can I take this off, daddy? I want you to be able to see all of me. Let me just pull this off, okay? There. Do you like what you see? Oh, I'm so glad. You want to touch my little titties? They're nice and perky, aren't they? You want to see what your dick feels like in between them? Let's see if it fits. I'm just gonna squeeze them together. Oh!
Thrust. Tense. Glisten.
Oh my God, Daddy, I can't wait any longer. Oh, your heavy cock pressed against my little tits makes me so horny. I want you to take me tonight. I want to go all the way for you. I want to finish this game. I want it to be a happy ending for you. I want you to win. I want you to just take your cock and put it in my tight little pussy. My tight little princess pussy needs a big cock inside it. Can you lie back, Daddy? Can I climb up on top of you and pleasure you that way? Yeah? So you can see a little fuck doll riding on top of you? Put that dick inside my pussy, please. I need it. I need it now.
Thrust. Quiver.
Jam it into me. Use a little fuck doll however you want. Play rough with me. I just want your cum. Can you give it to me, Daddy? What? You're almost there. What can I do to take you all the way? What can I do for that cum? I need it so bad. You need me to say a special word? A magic word? Oh, I think I remember the word you mean. You want me to say j-j-jack? Oh, God, what is it? Jack Rabbit? Oh, sorry, Daddy. That's not the right word.
Thrust.
Daddy.
Tense. Thrust.
Oh, God, I can tell you're so close. J-j-j-jack ass? Oh, maybe next time, Daddy. Maybe next time you can give it to me there. But tonight I want you to give it to me and my pussy. My little kitty's begging for your cum. Can't you feel how wet I am? Oh, fuck me, fuck me, fuck your little fuck doll till you come. Play with your plaything. You're about to win, aren't you? Yeah, I can feel it. You're almost there. You're just about to win. So close. Are you gonna do it? Should I say it? Oh, Daddy, you did it. You hit the jackpot. Oh.
Thrust.
Jackpot! Jackpot!
Jackpot.
Oh, yes, Daddy, I think you won the game. Was I a good plaything? I want to be a good little princess for you. I want to make sure you're happy. Just to be totally sure I'm playing the game right. Why don't we finish off with a little extra? That's not against the rules, is it? I want to suck it again. Didn't you want to make my mouth really dirty? Get me all messy with all those yummy, sticky juices from down there? Yeah? Let me suck on it again, pretty please.
Thrust. Tense. Quiver.
Oh, you taste so good now. I love to lick your sweet, salty cock. Give it to me one more time.
Thrust. Tense.
Oh, yeah. Take it out now and let me put my fingers around it. Oh, it's so big. It's so hard to wrap my fingers around. Do you feel me jerking it? Do you feel my other hand stroking your balls? Oh, your balls are so tight. I want every last drop of that cum. I want you to make me dirty. I want you to mark me with your semen. I want to have your cum all over my pretty little face. I want you to cover your princess with that white hot load. I think this is your last chance tonight, Daddy. I really want you to be happy. I want you to win so bad. I want you to jackpot. Yes, Daddy, jackpot for your baby girl. Make me dirty, make me yours, Daddy. Jackpot. Give your baby girl all you've got. Jackpot.
Wow. I can see that you really did enjoy that little present I gave you. Wasn't that sweet of me? That game took a lot out of you, huh? But doesn't it feel good to be a winner? Doesn't it feel good to fulfill your fantasy? It sure does. You're probably feeling the post-orgasmic afterglow spreading out all over your body now, and you almost certainly feel drenched in your own sweet, sticky nectar. In a moment, I will release you from your trance so you can go take care of that mess. When I release you, you will return to everyday consciousness, but a part of your mind will remember and cherish the fantasy that your unconscious has just experienced. You may return to me and relive this fantasy whenever you wish. In fact, when you return, your mind will be even more primed to accept the commands of the various trigger words you have learned here tonight. For now, I release you. Open your eyes. Welcome back to reality. You have been an excellent subject for your mistress. I will say goodbye for now, but something tells me you'll be back before too long. So I imagine I'll be seeing you soon, Daddy.